Joining us on the phone this morning, a voice that we've had on the air a bunch of different times here in the show. Always a pleasure. Jefferson Graham is the host of Photo Walks with Jefferson Graham. You may have remembered him before. He was a tech columnist for USA Today and told us a little bit about some of the things that were going on there. And currently is streaming for free with his Photo Walks on the Tubi TV app. Jefferson, how are you today?
Thrilled to be here. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time for us. I know it's been, what, a couple months since the last USA Today column?
January 4th.
Yeah, so
that was the last one.
And you've started doing the photo walks full-time. What else have you got going on?
Well, I'm blogging. I have a newsletter, jeffersongraham.substack.com, and I'm actually teaching a class on how to photograph L.A. for Kelby One, which I'm in the midst of editing. But right now I'm pushing photo walks because I actually worked on these episodes last year with my friend Ginger D'Annunzio, who will be joining us shortly from Morro Bay. And she was with me on the Morro Bay and Cayucos episode. So we have 6 half-hour episodes that are up on Tubi, which is a free streaming app. It's a great way to watch streaming TV without anybody dinging you for money. And the whole idea of the show was that people go to these places and they look at the postcards and they say, I wish my pictures looked as good as those. Well, hopefully I'm going to show you how to get there. And I joined forces with Ginger in Morro Bay and Cayucos. And the two of us are both offering great ideas on great places to photograph that are in our backyard that sometimes we drive by and don't even notice.
So with the Morro Bay and Cayucos photo walk, so that is a 1 half-hour segment, and then the other ones are someplace else.
Yeah, I've got the Big Island of Hawaii, Portugal, the Oregon coast, the city of L.A., and Catalina Island and Balboa Island, which are two great islands off the coast of L.A.
So as you're walking along, is it seriously just a photo walk, or are you just walking along to the beach in Morro Bay and between Morro Bay and Cayucos and say, ooh, that looks good, let's shoot that, and just a wide variety of pictures? Are you looking for something specific?
Well, hopefully we're showing you around, you know, why visit, what you're going to do when you go there, and how to see the sites with your camera eye. Showing you the best places to photograph, where to photograph, when to photograph, how to photograph, and basically just opening up your eyes to the beauty that's out there that we often miss. So I try to structure it as a walk, but also as a journey.
And what made you decide you wanted a little company on this walk?
I think four eyes are always better than two.
Yeah.
And Ginger knows the area better than I do. And actually, it was a cold call. I just wrote her an email and said, would you like to join me? And luckily, she said yes. And really happy with the way it turned out.
Now, Ginger D'Annunzio is a Morro Bay-based photographer. She's the owner of Sand Prints Photos and also teaches photography at Cuesta College. Ginger, how are you doing today?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you on as well. So let's do a little background to start off with. Tell me about Sand Prints Photos.
I started taking pictures on the beach for a wonderful French woman who ran Sand Prints Photography in Morro Bay 13 years ago. She ended up emigrating, and I took over the business and turned it into an appointment-only system where we take beautiful portraits at an incredible time of day at locations all over the Central Coast that suit the needs of the client.
Wow, very good. Now, I'm getting just a little bit of an accent in there. Are you from Texas?
Yeah, no, I'm not from around here. In fact, you know, my name is Ginger, so when I meet Americans, I have to say, my name is Ginger.
Yeah, yeah.
So they call me correctly. I'm from London, England, originally, and I have lived all over this country, and in Costa Rica, in Spain, in England, and I have never lived anywhere as beautiful as this, to be perfectly honest.
And then you get a call from Jefferson Graham, and he says, hey, would you like to go for a walk? what kind of things were you guys looking for? I'll throw this out to either one of you that wants to answer it.
I love the way Jeff put it together so that it's inspiring for others, whether you live here or you're visiting here. It's an overview showing all the nooks and crannies that are great spots that locals may know about or may not know about, but he's helping people to take their own wonderful pictures and have an experience.
Now, Jefferson, I know with you, or I was going to say with people I know, they tend to walk out there with their iPhones, and they'll when they start taking pictures, or they'll take pictures with their phone, and they have the the mindset that, okay, if I just take about 40 or 50 pictures of each thing I want, one of them is going to turn out all right. Is it possible for the average Joe to take good pictures?
Well, first of all, I've done most of the episodes with an iPhone, so there. So,
oh, wow.
No fancy gear needed. I do subscribe to the, if you just take a zillion shots, one of them will be good. That is when you're doing family portraits, with all the eyes of the clothes and somebody's not smiling. And Ginger may have a different viewpoint on this. My number one tip on photography is that timing is everything, and that if you look at the photos that the tourism boards hand out, they're all done an hour before sunset or at sunset or in the early morning, period. That's it. And there's a reason, because that's when the lighting is at its best. So if you can start there, your photos are going to be so dramatically better. Ginger, what are your thoughts there?
I 100% agree. I will never photograph in the middle of the day. I mean, if I'm really pushed, I'll make sure that we're under some trees, because overhead lighting, harsh lighting, is so unattractive. Not only does it suck the colors out of the scene, but it also gives everyone more wrinkles than they already have. And who wants that?
you don't want that. Now, I know that wedding photographers, and Jefferson, you were just talking about as well, that people always talk about the famous sunset photos. So it's not necessarily that you want that sunset in the photo with the people. It's just that around that time, that's when the lighting is proper for it, correct?
Well, that's when the best colors of the day are. I mean, we're at a period of time right now where the sunsets are amazing. Between November and April is the prime time, at least, where I live down in Los Angeles. They're amazing. And so you get amazing colors. I think, particularly with a smartphone, it's hard to get a people picture with a sunset behind them unless you have lighting. But if you're shooting other things, you can point the person in the other way and still light them with the beautiful colors that you're seeing at that hour.
The golden hour.
The golden hour. So I want to talk a little bit about your book, too, because you have you have got a book called Ginger Snaps. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I am a redhead and proud of it. But growing up as a redhead in England is sometimes a bit harsh. And I wanted to create a collection of photographs of redheads all over England, all ages, all walks of life, celebrating the amazing color and all the different personalities that lie within. And the book will be published later this year. It's called Ginger Snaps. And then hopefully I'll do one for the Central Coast as well.
That sounds good. We would like that one. So let's go back. Jefferson, I want to talk a little bit about Tubi as well. So if people want to see the photo walks, how many of them are there now total? And is Tubi the one place they're going to go to see them? Or can you see the photo walks on your blog? Where are the different spots you can go?
Well, Tubi is the best place right now because they're free. They're ad-supported. And they're available actually on Google Play as well, but they charge to watch. So I'm pushing everyone to go to Tubi. Tubi is a free TV streaming app that if you've got Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Chromecast, it's there. It's available. And they've got a great business model, which is we're not asking anybody for money. You know, unlike so many of the streaming services, which are, dinging you to pay to watch, Tubi, Pluto, Zumo, the Roku channel, Amazon's IMDb, go back to the old model, which is we like watching TV. We don't mind a few ads if it's free. And that's what Tubi is all about. So I think it's pretty cool.
All right. And where do they, if they go to Tubi, are they just going to see a section for Jefferson Graham? Are we going to search for you? How do we find the photo walks there?
Yeah, search for photo walks, search for Jefferson Graham. You can also go to my website, jeffersongraham.net. I've got links to go straight to Tubi right there, and pictures from the photo walks as well.
Now, are there any other photo walks that you've done here in the area? I know the last time you and I talked, you were talking about the possibility of coming up and doing one at Pismo Beach. Anything that the residents here on the Central Coast might recognize up there?
I did do Pismo Beach, but I had to take it down for the Tubi run where everything would be exclusive to Tubi. And other ones are in the works, and hopefully lots of people will watch, and there'll be a second season real soon, and I can't wait to come back up to the Central Coast.
All righty. Well, we'll be looking for you here. We're going to run out of time real quick here. Closing thoughts. Ginger, anything you want to let people know before we go today?
just get out there and take some pictures of this beautiful area and share them.
All right. And again, if people would like to find out more about you, where are they going to go to online, or where do they stop by your store?
They go to sandprintsphotos.com. We are online only now, thanks to lovely COVID, and also on Facebook and Instagram at sandprintsphotos.
All right. And Jefferson, how about you? If people want to find out more outside of Tubi, is there someplace they can go to see your work?
Yeah, I just want to say that Ginger has amazing shots of the Central Coast on her Instagram every morning, so you want to catch that. Look for me on Twitter, at Jefferson Graham. Online, my website, jeffersongraham.net. Those are probably the two best places. And if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, I'd love to hear from you. JeffersonGraham.substack.com.
All right, Jefferson Graham and Ginger DiNunzio, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.